Today is January the 10th, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we're up to Matthew 15, verses 13 to 14 today. But before we read Jesus' words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, so beautiful and courageous, the designer of our lives. You're everything we need, and you are faithful in everything you do. Generous and holy, 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 the intelligent designer and the just judge, the key to everything we need today in our schools. You're the Lord over our schools and the master teacher. Oh Lord, you are new with us right now and the only wise God, pure and powerful, and yet you quiet us with your love. You're the God of research and reality. You are the Son of God and the Son of Man, the teacher of teachers and ubiquitously ours. You are victory in Jesus and the wonderful Word. You're the examiner of our hearts, and you're the one we say yes to. Oh Lord, thank you that you have zero tolerance for sin. Teach us, Lord, to be like you. Oh Lord, we love you so much. We lift up our school campuses today and ask for an obvious presence of your Holy Spirit through the fruit of the Spirit. Let there be love and joy and peace and goodness, kindness and gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and patience throughout the day through your power, not by our might, because it is impossible. Oh Lord, we love you. We desire you to be at our side and show us the way, for we are your children and we love our Abba. Thank you, Lord. We ask you for all of this in the perfect and beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. Now, what was Jesus doing when he said these words? The disciples came to Jesus and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard the saying?" And he answered, the Word of God, Matthew 15, verses 13 to 14. "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." The Word of God, Matthew 15, verses 13 to 14. Praise God for his powerful words. Now, the second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song. And today I have chosen "Whom Shall I Fear?" sung by Chris Tomlin. You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. the God of angel armies, is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And that was Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin. Thank you, my friends, for joining with your brothers and sisters in the reading of the Word of God and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. For prayer is love in need, appealing to love and power. And that's why we stop each day at 1:16 p.m. to pray. And today we are praying to be an educator who is slow to anger, from Proverbs 15, verse 18. And if you don't have time to look that up, it says, a hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. And so let us pray today to never let our anger get the best of us, and to have a heart that is tender-hearted and quiets contention. So today at 1:16 p.m., we pray that because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. Can't wait to hear that alarm. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotional. We are in his third series called Fields of Faith. He entitled this one, Looking Back, and the scripture he chose is Philippians 4 verses 11 to 13. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Ronald left his high school chemistry teaching position last year full of repressed anger. Year after year, the administrators at his school were making decisions that made his job more difficult and less productive. He got a job at another high school and found his working conditions there to be little improved. The grass was not greener in the other pasture. He kept looking back and wondered if he had made the right decision to change schools. He had left some good fellow Christian teacher friends behind at the old school. Samantha had gone back to work teaching after staying at home for 8 weeks with Travis, her newborn child. She could have left teaching and stayed at home, but her husband's salary was the same as hers. Their family budget would be cut in half if she had stayed home, and it would be a struggle to make ends meet. Her heart was breaking as she left her child each day to come to school. Day after day, she kept looking back, wondering if she made the right choice. Jose had always dreamed of being a principal. He had an opportunity to start his master's degree right out of college while teaching and single, but he postponed it, saying he would do it later after he was established in his career. Now married and in his mid-30s with two children and feeling buried by his responsibilities at work and home, he doesn't see how he can afford the time or money to get started on his advanced degree. He looks back and wonders if he made the right decision. Rhonda's job had changed so much. She had been assigned to a new grade level and a new subject to teach this year. She didn't like the subject matter and had more difficulty working with the age of students that she was now teaching. It was like she was relearning a whole new career. She kept looking back at her happier years, longing to relive and reteach them. In the Old Testament story of Sodom and Gomorrah, God rescues Lot, his wife, and his daughters from a sinful, burning city. The family was instructed by God's angels to not look back at the burning city. Lot's wife disobeyed, and she was turned into a pillar of salt and died. In the New Testament, two sorrowful men were walking along the road to Emmaus. looking back at the past and lamenting the death of Jesus, in whom they had placed so much faith and hope. A stranger came up to them and started a conversation. The stranger revealed to them that he was Jesus while they were eating dinner in the breaking of the bread. Their hearts were once again filled with love and began to burn for Jesus. Is there something in your career or a circumstance that is causing you to continually look back over your shoulder in sorrow? I encourage you to stop doing so and to remove the rearview mirror. All it is doing is stealing today's joy and can possibly cause you to trip or crash because you cannot see the blessings right ahead of you on the road today. Don't become a pillar of salt as Lot's wife. Jesus is the true source of your personal and professional peace, and not the circumstances of your work and life. Even if you made the wrong professional decision, God forgives you and is there to lead and guide you where you now work. He forgave and loved those who hated and murdered him, as well as his closest disciples who denied even knowing him. He can and has forgiven you. He is your peace. He is your deliverer, not your employer or particular professional position. Do you see him sitting across your desk at school right now, breaking bread and offering you a peace that you can find nowhere else? Take it, eat it, and feel the fire of his passion and love for you, and fire burning again within you. May today and every day you be in agreement with the Apostle Paul, who stated, "I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances." The prayer. Lord, remove the rearview mirrors in our professional lives and show us the bread. Help us to be content right where we are. And that was our devotional today, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from Thomas Edison. "There is no substitute for hard work." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, I would like to remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 15, verses 13 to 14. "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the pit." O Heavenly Father, and gracious God, help us to never be blind guides. Help us to go directly to the book, for your words are amazing and they are living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, bless this day, bless the children, and bless our colleagues, Lord, as we want to represent you well. Help us to be Jesus to them. We thank you for all of this in the beautiful and amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.